This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Nice job, American consumers, upon whom so much in this economy depends. Nice job holding up your end of the retail equation. We learned from the good people at the Commerce Department this morning that retail sales in this economy were up 1.3% September to October. That is not inflation adjusted, by the way. So again, good job. And that is the macro picture. We're going to do a little digging, though, on one big retail brand in particular. We got Target's third quarter numbers this morning, and they run, well, a little bit counter to the overall message, you have to say. Sure, yes, sales at the big boxer were up 3%, but the company missed profit expectations, and it is warning of a soft holiday season. So, Marketplace's Andy Euler spent his day reading the Target tea leaves for what they can tell us about the retail economy heading into this all-important holiday season.
Target's revenue grew by 3.4% from this time last year. Now, that's still growth, just well below expectations, as the company's CEO Brian Cornell put it to reporters this morning.
In some ways, Target is a microcosm for what's happening in retail.
Neil Saunders is managing director at Global Data, a retail research firm.
The sales line is still growing, and it's growing after a very long period of growth at Target. However, growth is certainly slowing, and the bottom line is very, very pressured, and margins are down.
Margins are down, he says, because of what people are spending on. These days, a lot of Target sales are coming in the form of food and grocery staples, not as much in apparel and home goods, where the margins are better.
In all our data, we're seeing people who shop at Target saying, just in case, I maybe won't spend as much or I won't go as often.
Or at all. Winnie Liebman is CEO of WSL Strategic Retail. She says, instead of buying groceries at Target, shoppers pressed for cash might choose to go to Walmart or the dollar store.
So it's not necessarily that people don't want to be there. It's that they spend too much money sometimes when they're there.
She says Target has doubled down on improving the layout of its brick-and-mortar feel in order to entice more discretionary spending. Sonia Lipinski covers retail at Alex Partner. She says it makes sense because most of Target's sales still happen in person, but renovations and staffing are expensive.
They know that consumers want to go into the store, they're improving the experience, and they're giving them more of these services, but all of that comes with a cost.
She says Target's preparing shareholders for a slower-than-hoped holiday season because that firm knows its core clientele pretty well, and it also figured inflation won't magically go away before people start buying presents. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.